You believe in, like, space?
Yeah, I believe it's, like, there. And I think there's shit up there.
Yeah, I don't know about it.
There's also shit up here. Colon. So I sent a dick pic to a doctor. Sure,
we're in.
Good, are we doing it?
Yeah, no, Miller's here. Thank you for doing this,
dude. Legend.
We had you and Cody on in the pandemic during Zoom, which...
That was fun.
It was.
It was a good time.
I remember you guys were on a laptop on a cement block that we were reading to each other. Yeah. And great to have you in person. I know, you did my show the other night. You fucking ripped. Thanks, great.
Man. Thank you. Yeah, no, appreciate you.
Yeah, you kept saying to me, like, I don't know if your crowd's gonna like my new stuff. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dude, you fucking ripped.
I haven't seen any of this new stuff. Why did you feel like that?
I don't know, man. I get in my head sometimes.
We all do. That's how you know you're a good comedian, if you get in your head.
There's no way you walk in and you're like, guys, excuse me, I'm gonna crush. You're like, oh, you finna bomb.
That's what Marquez does. But, like, there's so many times where, like, if you see somebody get off stage, be like, oh, I just murdered. You're like, well,
take a step back.
Nobody, dude, because if
let's review the play on the camera. Yeah. Okay, you got one tag in.
Yeah, let me Madden circle the part where you fucking ate dicks.
Yeah, man. I don't touch that word anymore.
What, murdered?
Yeah, I just.
Why not? You just get off stage and be like, I did all right.
Yeah.
I always put it on the crowd. If I had a great setup, like, man, they were a great crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels too, like, cocky to be like, man, I just crushed.
Yeah.
And sure, there's times I feel like that, but, like, my first instinct is to be like, that was a good crowd. Yeah. I know what I do is going to be funny to X amount of people.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah.
I always go to, like, I always internally feel like I did well, but I always go to what went wrong, which is, like, not a good way to be.
Yeah.
Like, my brain, it's not a good way to fire like that.
Yeah.
But I always do that. I go,
yeah, waitress got shot.
Hard on you?
Yeah.
What's that?
What? So were your parents hard on you?
Yeah. I mean, dude, I honestly, like, for real, I really feel like everything I do, I'm trying to, like, make my dad laugh.
Yeah.
In any capacity. I'm like, oh, I drove wrong to where I made the... Like, I'm just so quick to be like, you piece of fucking shit all the time.
Yeah.
And that's definitely maybe from that.
Yeah.
And I'm a middle kid, so I'm just trying to, like, oh, my sister's good at sports. What am I? I need to do something, you know, I'm always trying to, like, prove myself.
Are you not? You just get off stage and you're just like, all right.
I put a lot of the, like very self-critical of my own performance.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just walk off and I'm like, ah, I missed that thing, or, like, I said that stupid, or that was cringe, or whatever the fuck. But other times I just try to go, hey, it was good.
Yeah. You said you don't even drink caffeine before.
No,
bro,
man.
What?
You are just fucking dialed.
I go raw.
Hold on.
But that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, what do you do when you're tired? You just had a layover flight. You're in fucking Lexington, Kentucky, and you're time to get these fucking...
Oh, let me get an Aquafina? What are you doing?
Man. I just lay on the couch. I'll close my eyes for 20 minutes.
That's what Marines do.
I've been doing that.
That's literally Marine shit.
Yeah.
You put your legs up?
No, but I'll try that.
That's what they do.
I mean, dude.
They put their legs up like that, and you, like...
Comedy's a public service, man. We're, we're out here fighting for free speech.
You really are. Yeah, I'll be using my discount out of Mervin's. Give me 10% off, bitch.
Dude.
Yeah, I take off on most holidays. So you just quick nap and get out there?
Yeah.
Right before you're on, you're just like, no, you're on.
No. I try to time it like an hour ahead. I'll
really?
Just like, yeah, I'll try to lay down for 30 minutes and then just wake up. And
that does it?
Just go. Yeah. I'm pretty I try to be pretty healthy on the road. I like work out.
What?
Eat clean.
Oh, who are you?
Ah, man.
Dude, you're like in disguise Mark Wahlberg. His clips are so funny to me. Like, obviously.
Yeah, dude, that's me on tour. SEALs training, dude.
Out front of a Waffle House. Praise up.
Yeah, dude.
His clips are so wholesome. They mean well, and it's all about religion. So I'm like, God bless, you know, speak that truth. But I'm like, just the angles are so funny. Have you seen them?
Definitely.
I'm not saying Mark Wahlberg is a bad person. What I am saying is anyone who outwardly says, like, anyone outwardly, like, gives that brand, I go, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
What's behind the curtain?
Yeah.
Who'd you touch? You know what I mean?
Or
it's
who touched him?
Yeah, that's true.
Or who touched him?
The Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen him as, like, the Calvin Klein model?
He got the higher up hand job. Yeah.
I mean, my man is
hot. He's had,
hot.
Like, 12 different careers. Like, I did not know until maybe 2 years ago that he was Marky Mark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But in Shady, back when Mark Walt, but he says the Marky Mark thing.
Yeah. Can you imagine being, like, the
and then he was just in Ted.
Yeah.
What a career.
Buddy, but can you imagine being the parents? You know the parents are like, oh, all of my four boys are in the NBA? You just got an NBA pussy? That's crazy.
Wait, what?
My point is the Wahlbergs.
There's multiple.
Yeah, but do you think she's proud of Donnie?
Yeah.
What are the other ones? Who opened up Wahlbergers the Burgers place?
I think
Mark.
Mark did.
That's his biggest accomplishment, no?
No, I don't know. I think
Mark. Wahlbergers.
But Donnie Wahlberg, he was in, what was he, like a Backstreet Boy or something? He was like a famous pop star before Mark.
Oh, he was a founding member of New Kids on the Block.
Thank you, New Kids on the Block. Wow. So he was, Donnie was massively famous. Then Mark came on the scene, became Marky Mark. Like, the parents are back there being like, what is in my sperm
to create two
winners?
Yeah, what did his dad do?
So he has 11 siblings, so I wonder if they just kept going.
Damn.
Trying to keep hitting.
Just trying to create winners.
Like, they're on like a hot streak, like their game, and they're like, don't pull out.
Dude, 11 kids.
Dude.
What do you do if you're like number 7?
How does she have any eggs left? God damn.
How many eggs you start with? Like a bunch
you
and then
start
some get
with a lot, yeah. I think you start like, I would, like 100, maybe.
And then what happens
I think there's
over
more
time?
Than that. Do we want to guess before we ask them?
How many eggs?
I mean.
I'm going 260.
I've touched the inside of a vagina before. I've counted.
You really?
Count it? Your fingers going that deep?
Yeah, so you're looking for the G-spot or no, I'm looking for the farm. Where the fuck the eggs at? Yeah. I got no idea.
I'm just petting them in there, making sure they're safe.
Yeah.
You ever wish your fingers were longer?
I'm looking at the egg hand.
We all don't have big hands. I mean, we have medium-sized hands, however you want to say this.
The amount of dates I've been on where girls will measure their hands against mine.
It's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. The other table's looking over like, this dude just is going to be holding her purse to the car, and then she's going to go bang a D2 athlete
100%. After. I just wish I had a bigger hand so my finger could go across the fucking iPhone.
It can't?
I mean, it can, but
I
got to lean it.
They have a switch for you. They lean.
Dude, if you're keyboard switching, you're not getting
any
pussy.
What's worse, that or the bigger font on your phone?
The bigger font.
Bigger font's crazy.
When you make that choice, like, bro, I need the bigger font, like, problem.
I saw somebody who was like 40 with bigger font. I was like, man, it's all downhill from there.
Oh, yeah. You can't, there's no ups from that.
It's cool. Like,
that's why you got to start now.
Start
now? Big font now.
Oh, dude, that's a good idea. You start big font at like 16, you're like, my phone's always been like this.
It's only cool if you're like texting about like cash, like big font. You're like at a Mavericks game and you're like, I have so much money. And the girl behind is like, oh my God, what is?
Nah, man, I think just big font, shameless, texting your fucking prostate
doctor. I need
to
get my ointment after this.
All that, dude. Yeah.
Right now?
I thought you were going to say your prostitute doctor.
Yeah, my hemorrhoid is acting up. Just do it all in public.
What is a hemorrhoid?
I got one.
Dude, I feel
currently?
Like I, feel like I have an itch.
Right now?
Yeah.
So your butt just be itching,
well, that's
huh?
why you're not off the caffeine.
Yeah.
Because you would have to shit right away.
Yeah. No,
how did you get a hemorrhoid? Stress?
I don't know, man.
I think it just happens because I got. Yeah. I've had two different
hemorrhoids. Anybody have hemorrhoids?
Well, dude, you got to, like, but it's like my butt. I've talked about it on the show. Like, your butt itches like it's insane. Like, it itches like there's something inside of it, like a little gremlin just going like this on your asshole.
Feels kind of nice, maybe.
It does not feel nice. Try to sleep with it.
You never done Prep-H?
No, what's that?
Oh, dude,
I'm ready, man.
What's Prep-H?
Prep-H.
I've had the opposite. I've had things come out of my ass. I've done, what's that bitch called?
Colonoscopy?
Colonoscopy, where I got to drink the water and then.
Oh, what was that like?
Dude, the prep is worse. The other part, because I have a bad colon.
The prep.
You have to drink this fucking dumbass like lemon gallon jug.
Yeah.
And it feels like an edible. You're like, man, this ain't gonna be shit. This ain't gonna be shit. And then 30 minutes later, you are shit. Like your body is like.
What's in it?
I don't even know.
Lemon jug?
It's lemon flavored, but I forget what it's called. Gabe, can you look it up? But like
colloidal silver.
It does not taste great, but man, your like body, it flushes your. I'm like, how can
Miralax?
My body? I don't know, but I'm like, how can my body even operate with nothing in it?
Yeah.
And then you're like walking into the hospital with nothing in your body. You're like this crepit old man, like a sneeze could knock me out.
Yeah.
Like,
do you feel bad?
You feel terrible.
Wait, hold up. They make you dump at home?
Yeah. You do everything. Dude, it's like a 12-hour prep. Like,
if self-checkout on the colonoscopy?
Dude, it fucking blows. Yeah, Gavilite. That's that fucking demon-ass drink. Fuck you. Yeah, so I have a bad colon, so the only way they can look at it is through a camera up there, and I'm like, I can't even clip this shit for YouTube Shorts. Give me the fuck out of here.
Can you buy this on eBay? Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I'm just like, I'm really...
Probably.
Dude, we should do an episode, we all drink this right during the episode.
Bro, it is like...
How long does it take to kick in?
You can get it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Bro,
hour?
I'm going to start putting that in your drinks.
How many how many kids are going to die on TikTok doing the Gavilite challenge? Man.
Dude, this is a cheaper Ozempic right here.
Hold on.
Bro.
Amazon has a pharmacy now? Well, bro, they're taking over, bro.
Look, you can buy without insurance. Fuck it. Or if you have insurance, it's free.
This is
40
awesome,
bucks?
Whose insurance is like, we take Amazon?
I wish
Obamacare?
I knew about this when I was a kid.
Obamacare? Yeah.
I would have put all my mom's drink right before I had to go out.
So you're telling me you can get perks off Amazon?
Yeah, dude.
This is
coming.
Crazy.
Trust me, they want it. As soon as Jeff can sell the perks,
yeah,
man.
Just instead of Amazon Prime,
Prime perks.
Prime perks overnight. There's gonna be something, or it'll be like spelled different. Amazon with no like vowels, MZN, Amazon perks.
Did you guys hear about you guys know the Amazon Fresh shopping stores where they go and scan your face, you don't have to check out?
And then there's Go.
So this is maybe Amazon Go. Whatever one just uses your Amazon Prime, scans your face, you never have to go to a checkout.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're shutting it down, and they announced that, like, that technology to do that never actually worked at all. Yeah. The whole thing was just they had, like, a center in India where 1,000 people were just reviewing
you know
all the
this?
Video.
Yeah.
Did you work there?
Yeah.
Oh, how was the pay? No money, apparently. You were stressing.
No, so I was managing the place.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I was like, Raj.
Fucking start cooking.
Press enter quicker.
Get that guy.
So they claimed that it was like a facial recognition type thing, but it was really just somebody on a camera like looking you up?
Yeah, it was just a bunch of Indian guys watching people shop, and they're just like tallying up what they're picking up. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And then they would just charge it to your face?
Oh, so this is their own like reality show. They're like watching, you think that they zoom in on certain like women and stuff while they're watching people shop?
Yeah.
There's no way Amazon is giving them cameras good enough to zoom. They're spending the cheapest shit. They're probably on 180p cameras. Like,
180p.
Like, and if you fuck up, we're gonna kill your family. If you get the fucking basket wrong, so.
Damn.
So this is their new solution. It's like a cart that you check out yourself on.
No, I'm out.
Oh, stop making me do shit.
I'm out.
Stop making me do shit.
That's what's crazy to me about this colonoscopy is they made you dump it out. Like,
but
you should.
You go there and it's a 15-minute surgery. They got to put you under. They put some shit in your arm.
Oh, you go under?
Yes. Well, I don't want to be up while they're putting the
I do.
In. All right.
Wait, is it optional?
To put you under?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Because didn't they do it on Jackass or just like looking at the shit come out their ass?
Oh, I think they could. You probably could. It could probably could be.
Yeah, I think it's your body,
but
right?
You're more relaxed.
Like, oh, I'd rather.
You're more relaxed if you're under. So they can kind of fondle a ball.
Are you full under or like half?
I'm under. Like the guy injects something in and he goes countdown from 10 and you go like 10, not, and then you're like,
you're
it feels kind of good.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what that means and I don't know if I should be around drugs, but that felt kind of good.
So
like,
when you
I've got
up,
it twice now. And then the second time, before I went out, I remember saying out loud, like, here we go. Yeah, it's kind of fun.
And you woke up under the 101.
Yeah.
Your comedy career's dead.
Exactly.
You're 40.
There's a guy making marshmallows next to me. You want some? Yeah, that's also scary. It's so weird because you go out and then you have that like moment where you're like, how long was I gone for, doc?
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
And the first time I did it, they put a tube in my ass.
I got so many questions. How do they get you back up?
I don't know. Maybe some smelling salts. It is timed very well.
Yeah, they like, put some Celsius in an IV and you're like, here you go.
I don't know.
But smelling salts would be crazy. Yeah. Just like a power lifter.
Yeah, they do that with the chalk stuff. Yeah. Up. But yeah, I have no idea. But when you wake up, it's like right after. The worst part was the first time I did it, my ass was exposed. There's like lube because I put the camera in there.
Yeah.
And the guy, they like wheel you back.
Are you like in a, like on all fours?
I'm in a gimp mask. Yeah. No.
That's hot.
No.
Yeah, are you in an OBGYN stirrup?
No, I wish. That's how you nap for shows?
Yeah.
No,
dude.
You're just like laying on your side. But when the nurse wheeled me back, this guy pushed me back after my whole ass was just violated. He goes, hey, big fan, by the way.
Oh, no.
I was like, dude, this guy, that's a true fan right there.
Wow.
So he's wheeling you in a wheelchair.
Like a bed. Stretcher.
Yeah, stretcher like the thing. Hospital bed.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a true
just,
fan,
and
though.
You're just on your side with a raw ass.
Yeah, literally raw ass.
Were you on your ass or, were you on your side or were you on your stomach?
You're like on your side.
On the side, okay.
Well, like you start like on your back and then they kind of just roll your limp body over and get it.
How big is that camera? Did you get a look?
Yeah. I think it's like that.
There, it's bigger
that's
than
not small.
That's light. That's light.
Yeah.
No,
well, the,
that's
the ring,
not small.
The ring light's pretty big anyway, so they gotta jam that's that up in there too. I don't know.
Oh, dude,
the ring light in your ass,
with
dude. That's so good.
Yeah,
it's just fucking.
Dude, that's modern day. It's got the boom pole in there. It's fucking bizarre. In the first time, I forgot about this. The doctor goes, "Do you want to see the footage? It'll be on your Kaiser account." If I wanted to see this.
Bro, GoPro clips of your fucking colon.
Bro,
you
I mean,
should
talk,
do it.
Talk about tour dates. Didn't Howie Mandel get a lot of shit for like posting his prolapse asshole?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Bro, but it got views. I'm going to do that. Put some tour dates on the end.
Yeah,
fucking
dude.
See me and Bray this
yeah,
weekend.
Dude, you should green screen that. Just like the camera going through your colon and then you pop in. You're like, what
dude,
up?
Dude, Magic School Bus. That's
I'm
what they were doing
in Miami.
Bro.
Yeah.
This is honestly a good idea. You have access to it.
Listen, it might still be on my Kaiser account, but it's just so funny to be like coming out of this like haze because it takes like 30 minutes to get back. And they'll be like, if you want to see the footage, it's on your account.
Twitch clips of your fucking colon, dude.
Clip
that's
it.
Sick.
Dude, I mean, this could be big.
You log in right now.
Log in?
Yeah, just see
what's on there. We can check. I mean, I don't know.
This is the coolest thing I've heard in a long time. I didn't know hospitals did this.
Yeah, it's Kaiser. They'd be doing some sketchy shit, so I don't really know.
Dude,
I need to go to a new place.
And how often do you have to do this? Once a year, yeah?
No, 2 to 3 2 to 3 years.
Because you have a bad colon?
Yeah.
Do people know that about you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty beta, but you know, it is what it is. I have this thing called ulcerative colitis.
Oh.
So it's in the IBS family, but you know, it ain't IBS elite.
Right.
So it's a branch of it.
You don't have status yet?
No, not yet. Okay. I got to get a few more colis in me before I get medallion.
You got to eat some more hot Cheetos.
Yes. And, so
beat up your colon.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's like random shit. So one doctor told me that
random
I
random shit. That's your ass.
Hey, come on now. That's a new podcast. One doctor told me I got to take medicine to cure it, and the other doctor told me that it was like food based thing.
Got it.
Like a holistic ass doctor. I don't trust those. She's like, avocados are inflaming you, bitch. Avocados.
Yeah.
It's like the mildest food in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. But their energy, I do believe them. They make you feel
just because she talks calm.
Yeah, but that like it's like Noelle, and you could probably make me do anything because you talk so you talk like a piece of caramel. That like anything you say, I'm like, this guy's not yelling, dude. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Dude. You know how they like if you want to seem smart, don't say anything. Like I feel like you just know everything.
Nah, man.
Yeah, bro.
No, you sound like an alpha audiobook.
Nah, yeah. Bro. It's so funny, man. I feel like on podcasts I sound so boring. I hate listening to my voice.
Really?
Yeah. And then when like on stage, I like dial up a little bit because I feel if I talk like this, I just put everybody to sleep.
It's too cool.
Nah.
It's like, man.
No, but there's something about somebody who, and I've sort of been doing it on stage, like my own version, where I just kind of bring it down for a second. I've been sitting on stage recently. I don't know what's happened, dude. I've been sitting on stage, which for me is insane.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And it, dude, it does something.
But don't you feel a little weird being like, sorry, I just saw my STD results. Negative. Still
positive, bro.
Sorry. Hey, come on. Oh, that's what. Sorry, there was a glare. But I feel like if you're sitting on a stool, doesn't it feel weird to like talk about like cum on a stool? But man, cum, it's crazy, and the crowd's like,
not if the stool is upside down.
Hey,
that's what I'm talking about.
That would be such a funny bit, actually. Like just have it upside down, sit on it, man. Yeah. Man, this Trump guy is crazy. Just getting a fucking peg in your ass.
And then switching it?
Yeah. If you could do it slick, like you just take one peg, like maybe 7 inches down and say nothing while you're doing it, that'd be hard ass.
Still looking
for this.
It would be hard ass.
In your ass.
Goddamn. Hey! Sorry, I'm yelling. It's too loud. Michael Blaustein is going to be doing stand-up in the UK and Ireland. What is going on?
Where?
Dude, UK and Ireland.
UK?
Tickets are on sale this Friday, and I'll tell you where I'm going to go, okay? In September 18th, I'm going to go to Glasgow, okay? I think I said that right. September 19th, I'm going to be in Dublin, Ireland. You heard me right. Dublin, Ireland. Oh, my God. Okay, September 20th, I'm going to be in London, cheerio or something. And then September 21st, I'll be in Belfast and then Manchester. To close it out, I'm going to be in Manchester. That's September 22nd. Dude. Guys, go get tickets. They're on sale this Friday. Promo code, buy them. There's no promo code.
Okay, good.
An ad. All this is an ad. Blaucomedy.com. I love you.
Trevor Wallace Comedy. Tomorrow night, I'm in Brea, California. Then following Thursday, I'm in Long Beach, April 25th. San Francisco, May 17th through May 19th. Salt Lake City, May 30th through June 1st. Miami in June. Sacramento in June. Portland in July, Lexington in August, Nashville, Tennessee in August, Tampa, September 20th through the 22nd,
so
Tempe in October. And this weekend I'll be in Nashville, Raleigh, and Durham with the great Tom Segura. So if you are going to those shows and you can't make the ones on my website, pull up TrevorWallaceComedy.com.
Goddamn. This podcast is sponsored by none other than our boys at ZocDoc.
Boop, boop.
I'll tell you what it is, dude. ZocDoc is a free app. That's right, $0 free app and a website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them on frickin' line. You guys know it. You guys heard me say this. I am sick of it. Finding doctors in your network is so complicated for no reason at all. I've been using ZocDoc even before they freaking started sponsoring this podcast. I love it. It is so easy to find a doctor. Every single time you don't use ZocDoc, it's like, hey, do you want to see a doctor? Yes. I have a gunshot. Cool. What about 2026?
Yeah.
I'll be a ghost by then, bitch.
Yeah. But what about 2026?
Dead?
Yeah.
Still. But now, if I have a gunshot.
But now, typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 to 72 hours.
So easy.
That's it. You can even score same day appointments.
Buddy, I have literally had same day appointments, got a scare with something. Well, I won't say what it is.
Well,
but
I think the audience is going to allude to something.
STIs. Anyways, so.
Is that a Subaru? But dude, when you need to go to the doctor, you start panicking. It's this fight or flight. Yeah. You're yelling at a receptionist. I need to go today. And she's like, I'm the valet girl. Like, just get me on the phone. Like, they make it so easy to be like, yo,
boom,
hot singles in your area. Also, doctors in your area.
Boom. So listen, guys. So go to ZocDoc.com/socks and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today, okay? That is ZocDoc.com/socks. ZocDoc.com/socks. Goddamn.
Is this the same app where you sent dick pics to your doctor?
No, that was separate. That was a freelance doctor.
Dude, what kind of doctors are you going to?
I don't know, man. This guy has doctor stories.
Videos
days,
of your
bro.
Anus, well, here's the dick thing, man. Pics.
The thing is, like,
No. Who did you send pics of your cock to?
That's a great question. A man in the valley.
What were you getting checked for?
Okay, so my penis was burning, all right?
Bro, colon.
Pissing hot, okay? Peeing hot. Where did you acquire this
hot
piss?
Peeing
hot
with the host of Hot Labs, Noel Miller, everybody. Yeah. That's the new iteration of hot piss.
All my guests only have gonorrhea.
Yes. So.
And all the interviews are short.
Yeah. And syphilis.
Yes. Much, my dick was burning. I was in Miami for a week. You know, things are feeling a little caliente, as they say. I started panicking. And
this was
like,
not your ulcerative colitis.
This is separate, right? So I go to Kaiser. You call them and they're like, "Oh, you can go to urgent care." And I'm like, "I don't want to fucking sit."
What does hot piss feel like? I've never had it.
I've never had it either, but
I'm not great.
What like does your
like you know when you are when you get a dead leg and it's all numb? It's like that, but with pee.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Can I ask you a question? You guys ever?
I didn't have any. Disease.
It's negative. But what I'm saying is that you guys ever like take a shower and then some of the like soap suds get in your dick hole.
Oh yeah.
And then whatever
that's why
hours
I don't
later,
use soap.
Then you go, oh fuck, what's that? Yeah. Does it feel like that?
It doesn't feel great. Yeah, it hurts.
But does it feel like what?
That's
I just,
a great comparison. Actually, yeah.
It's the only way I can maybe feel like what hot pee feels like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about when you get a little bit of soap.
Of course,
in there?
Yeah. It like legit
it
burns.
Does it feel similar?
You ever
or no?
take your dick and then just put the
lemon
soap like right on
just to clean the inside.
Yeah,
I grab those little like those pipe cleaner things used to play with in middle school.
Dude, these are great visuals for whoever's listening.
But it's in a hot voice, so people don't care.
Oh, maybe, man.
Anyways, I go through all this. Kaiser's like, and I'm going on a trip the next day. So I'm like, I need attention now. I need something. And then there's this doctor. Somebody told me, I have friends who are much more wealthy than me. And they're like, why do you still go to
cool,
Kaiser?
Man. You want
to
pick those names up real quick?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like people who are smarter than me and have more money and they're like, dude, you can get like a private doctor. Like, you don't have to go sit in a fucking emergency room where this guy is, you know, his fentanyl tattooed on his forehead.
But do you trust the private doctors?
Yeah.
It's better than Google.
No. I don't trust them.
No, I use this guy once.
It's like Geek Squad.
Yeah, but I don't trust Geek Squad either.
Oh, okay.
I trust them. When people like
you got a neck beard, you know how to touch technology.
But like if you my thing is like if you become like a private doctor, like what did you do to become a private like my whole
There's
head
more money in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I'm like, okay, that's the only reason you're doing this because it's more money. So do you actually care about me or are you just a cool private doctor to start?
You think the guy doing my colonoscopy cares about the craft of an anus?
Maybe
he's
more.
About bags.
Maybe more. Because he's on the field. He's on the front lines.
Yeah, well, you can't freelance colonoscopies.
Maybe you can.
You could, man.
You could. You think Will Smith is getting a colonoscopy at
bro,
a fucking
what do you
urgent
think? Dude, they sell coffee enemas at Whole Foods, man. You could freelance a fucking colonoscopy.
Yeah, he might be
for
on
sure.
something like that.
Bro, yeah,
for
you
sure.
You probably could do one. Yeah, maybe
they used
at
to
home.
Have a really thin phone. There was like a switchblade almost, like Verizon, I think.
Yeah, I remember.
You could put one of those in somebody's ass.
Dog. We buy the, what is it? Gavilax?
Gavilite.
Gavilite. You just buy the Gavilite. You get the fucking, you know.
I mean, literally all
shotgun
they do.
Lens.
Yeah.
In your ass.
Fisheye, if you want to get some more
can you
footage.
Buy one?
Yeah, whatever. I can. There's a.
We can order. No, I'm saying, can we buy the camera?
We should have one of those for an alternative angle.
Bro.
That's the producer camera. You want a camera, Gabe? There you go. It's a colon cam.
But it's got to be in your ass the whole time. Yeah.
You can hire a colonoscopy, engineer on ZipRecruiter right now. $35 an hour.
Perfect. Checks out. You can find anything on ZipRecruiter. Hitman, colonoscopy, whatever you need.
Yeah,
you got to mow your lawn?
Yeah. Private doctor. I'm rolling with it. I'll do it.
You
fuck
got,
it.
Where do you go to the doctor? Or you just take a nap?
I just take a nap, man. I learned that in SEALs training, man. They just fuck, you know, tough it out. I actually, when I feel sick, I tie my hands behind my back just to add an extra layer of fucking difficulty. Helps. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, if I'm sick, I just power through that bitch. I'll just go drink some vitamin C and stare at the sun. Yeah, fuck the eclipse. Is that today? I didn't see anything. It just looked like there's a fire outside. That's it. The skies looked a little darker.
They turned the brightness down for like 30 minutes.
You care about the eclipse? You care about mountains? You care about any of that stuff? You look at it, you're like, ooh, yeah, it feels good.
Nah.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you believe in science?
Like, to what degree?
Thank you. I like that response.
I really agree. It's a fair question. You know, some people, they don't believe in it at all.
Yeah.
Like, I believe when you put a Mentos in a diet.
That's something you prove.
That's something going on there.
Yeah. That's real.
Biden working overtime for that.
Yeah, God's works mysterious ways.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, just like, you believe in, like, space?
Yeah, I believe it's, like, there. And I think there's shit up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about it.
It's also shit up here. Colon. So I sent a dick pic to a doctor. Let me just finish this so people aren't left on this weird cliffhanger. Yeah. So.
But you can tell us about the abortion next.
Yes, exactly. That was at home. ZipRecruiter.
Staircase. Order on Amazon.
It's burning. My dick's burning, right? And I go to Kaiser. I do these test results. They're giving me shit. Nothing's working. I text this guy. And I used him before to get Xanax for a flight to Australia.
This guy is not real.
Dude.
This guy's not real. Where did you send dick pics from?
I love your life, man.
This dude is not real.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. I had the sirens, perfect timing.
Send the dick pics to your room plug, tone. Dude.
Here the sirens are on the way.
Dude,
yeah, I don't know. This guy's got plug. So pretty much I get Xanax from somebody for this flight to Australia.
Yeah.
And there's no markings on it. There's no label. And I go, well, this is sketch. I'm not taking this.
Yeah.
There's a fucking fentanyl epidemic out there. I go, you know what? Let me get some real medical grade, and this guy, you call him and you're like, hey, I need to nap. And he's like, I can give to you like 5. That's the most like CVS will get. So he's got to end there.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is illegal or not, but I trust it.
Where did you find this guy?
Google, number one search.
Well, isn't this how doctors used to be? Like every like old film when they're like, my wife, she's sick. It's always like a guy who shows up with like a black lunchbox.
Yeah, it used to be that. But dude, Kaiser Permanente is a fucking hellhole.
That's why they should use ZocDoc.
Yeah.
Put the ad in.
But so hold up.
For this trip. And I just go, why does it's like it's burning religiously? Yeah. Turns out it wasn't any STD, but the doctor was like, can I? So it's $800 for him to come to your house, $300 if you just do over the phone. I'm a Jew. I was raised Jewish. Shut up.
I didn't know that.
I had a bar mitzvah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
My mom's Christian. No, fuck that up. My mom is Jewish. Dad's Christian.
Yeah, be careful. They're going to take it away from you. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I was building tunnels. Yeah. No. So
you were building tunnels?
Yeah, with my doctor. No, but my dick was a tunnel. My ass is a tunnel. Colonoscopy.
Everything. Touch my hair. Okay. Keep going. So you send pictures.
So you pay $300 to send your cock.
Just the tip.
You didn't send the whole thing?
But no, fuck no.
Did you get it up for that?
You get it up?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You had to chub it up a bit.
You chubbed it.
A little bit.
You chubbed it.
But let me tell you this. Yeah. No, come on.
But you're a well-known person, so I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I'd chub up.
If I'm
sending to a doctor, it's going to be out there floating
a little bit. Here's what threw me off. We're texting back and forth quickly. Bop, 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 bop. And he goes, send me the photos. I'll take
over SMS?
SMS, the internet's Joe Biden's iMessage.
Oh my God.
So I it's a terrifying shot. It's just a tip.
Did you open it up?
What the fuck?
Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
Are you top down?
Yeah, we're going aerial view down.
But so, didn't you open the tip to show?
Like
him?
if my dick's a Celsius, probably pretty accurate for size.
Yeah.
I put a little around here just for like to guard the rest, and I'm just here.
Yeah.
Just because that's where it was red. And he didn't respond for like an hour.
Looked like the dune worm.
Yes. And there was a whole hour where I'm sweating. I'm going, what happened?
Yeah.
Is he a doctor? Is my dick somewhere on Reddit? Maybe.
Yeah.
The answer to that, first of all, he's not a doctor. Second of all, it is on Reddit.
Yeah. And after he came, he's like, oh, I got to respond to him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Was he messaging back too fast?
No, he didn't respond for an hour.
No, I'm saying before he got the dick pic.
Normal speed.
Okay, normal speed.
Like
okay.
A normal
I thought he was like,
back and
things
forth.
Were like misspelled. He was. Just too fast.
Oh, no.
That's crazy.
We don't have to show up, but is this him?
Yep, that's him.
Okay, I'll bleep it.
Look at the side of his door. That's who you send your cock to?
Yeah, well, let's bleep all this so people can't fucking find this.
How's not this guy look at my cock?
I mean, I don't know what he's driving, but I wish it was a nicer car, you know, like a Urus.
I almost think it's better that he's not balling.
Yeah, because he's in it for the craft, not the money.
No, so, this is in it for the money guy. He has it on his door. He has his name and number on a door. I'm sure. Does he have his Instagram on the door?
I don't know, but essentially he prescribed me a cream. All it was a bacteria.
Dude, this is a classic
thing.
1800s doctor. So you got bacteria in your dick, but it wasn't an STD?
Correct. I wore board shorts that I have a joke that I'm writing about. I have board shorts that are in the water, then dried, and then I like warm around
that
later.
That does do it.
Yeah. It was like it was like a male UTI. I didn't know men could get those. I thought it was just.
You got the first one?
Yeah, exactly. And I was
patient
just,
number one, dude.
Yeah, and it was so weird. You know, he's like, drink cranberry juice. So I was just dipping my dong in cranberry. And
did it help?
I don't know, but it tasted good.
You can drink it with your cup. That's so sick.
Yeah, but yeah, it's so I have this bit that I'm trying to write. It's one of those bits where you're like, the end is funny, and you're like, all right, crowd, bear with me. This sounds gross.
Yeah.
Because off the premise, after I told you what happened with the story, you're like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
It's only mildly gross. Yeah. But the setup, everyone's like, Trevor, we don't want to hear about your weird, like, your disease-ridden dick.
Yeah.
I'm good. There was nothing on it.
I think they do, though. Maybe you feel uncomfortable, but I think an audience will be with you on disease
really?
Dick. Yeah.
Well, every time I do it, the bit works because it's like, I hype myself. I think I have an STD. I'm like, y'all be fucking. And then it's like, nope, it's just this. And I'm like, damn.
But look again.
Didn't taste like a dog. It's one of those bits where, but like, do you ever have a bit where you.
Sorry, I'm still, my brain is slow.
Take it out.
Yeah, you paid $300.
To send a dick pic
to
my dog.
I'm still just hung up on that part. That's crazy.
Oh, it's insane.
That's crazy.
But the only reason I needed it, because this was at, like, I'm leaving the next day, and I go, can you prescribe me something at CVS to put on it so it doesn't burn?
To put on it.
Bro, I was like gone for like 4 days, and I was like, this shit is unbearable.
Yeah.
And he prescribed me something.
Yeah.
Did you have to give him money before he gave you a response or after?
After.
Okay.
But it's on Zelle, you know.
It's on Zelle.
Everything about
it. You sent him money on Zelle.
Man, this sounds like a good-ass doctor. This is a classic doc.
Yeah, listen, he wears a lab coat in his photos, so I trust him.
Yeah, does he pull up to your house on a horse, too? And, and he's got that big, like, mirror on the top of his fucking head.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
What was that thing? Was that, did they, you know the mirror thing that old docs had? What was that for?
The mirror thing.
Yeah, the little like
just
little
type
circle
in
thing.
Dr. Forehead mirror. So moral of the story, I didn't have anything, but you know, I just wore some old board shorts. But man, I was panicking because my dick was burning and Kaiser was like, Kaiser went through the whole range of emotions. They're like, it's chlamydia. Nope. It's this. Nope. It's this. Kidney stones. Nope. And I'm like, each time you go to Kaiser, it's like a 72-hour window
of
like the return.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh, we'll get back to you. Bitch, no, you're going to get back to me. A hospital's going to text me.
That's crazy.
So
that's
personal crazy. Doctor, I just need like an A to B.
Yeah.
I need a person that I can be like, you're the, instead of like calling some nurse who I'm venting, my dick burns. And she's like, well, honey, I'm just here making appointments.
So if you paid $500.
He would have sucked me off.
Yeah, you think he would have held it? He would have held it.
He would have for $800. He would have had to. That's generous. Thank you so much. For $800, he would have had to at least peep at real life in my own home. But yeah, but I don't know. But the point is, he's got it in at the CVS pharmacy. I don't know how that works. If he got approved.
No, bro. If you know a doctor, they can call
just
phone
it.
But that's what's great about it.
Yeah.
Like that, I like.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey man, I have a flight to Australia. I don't want to take these pills that might be cut with something.
Yeah.
You know,
you DoorDash a doctor is what you did.
DoorDash and Dick Docs.
Title.
Goddamn.
Liquid IV!
Can we talk about it? Spring break is currently here.
Yeah.
Now don't spring break your
cock.
Thirst.
That works.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I use these all the goddamn time. Dude. They rip. It's electrolytes, brother. That's what it is. Dude, rip one of these in the morning and you double down on it. One stick is in a water bottle equals like three waters.
Buddy, it's a single stick of Liquid IV, okay? Hydration, extraordinary.
Vitamins.
All right? That is electrolytes, freaking vitamins. Some of them have caffeine in it, which I freaking love on the road.
Yeah.
And speaking of road, first head, exactly. But speaking of the road, no water. Don't understand why. water.
Hotel is like, is one water bottle okay for you?
Is it?
No.
I made 85% water.
Oh, I'm sorry. My cat. Do I?
But I will say.
It doesn't even matter if I liquid IV. They could give me one water.
Buddy, that's what's so incredible. I bring a bag of them for the whole team. Them out. People freaking love them.
And they're delicious. They don't taste chalky.
Yeah, buddy.
Like even if you're not like, oh, I'm a hydrated individual. That's you. Sick. But they just taste good.
And they have new sugar-free ones, which I
sugar-free green
grape
heater, white peach heater. Dude, I'm telling you, bring these one of these bachelorettes or bachelor parties. The next morning, you will be the guy getting married. They'll kick Kevin out of the way to be like, Trevor's a legend.
Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Okay, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV. When you go, it's liquidiv.com and use code SOCKS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code SOCKS at liquidiv.com.
Goddamn. So you both you guys go to a doctor.
Yeah. Dude, I went to a physical recently and I never had
a man. What do you want to do a physical for?
Just a general.
Why? You're bored?
No. I'm a big like don't go to the doctor for 5 year guy. So every time I end up going, I'm like, we need to do a full thing. Like check it all. Yeah, oil change, whatever.
Yeah.
But it is odd. It is an odd moment when a full grown man like touches your dick and balls. It is an odd
Why?
Because it's just my uncle normally. No. Yeah. It's just yeah, I mean, you're used to like feminine hands and all of a sudden it's and also like a medical feel. It's just different.
Well, hospital rooms are just always so cold and so bright.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to set the mood a little bit.
I mean, that's my nightmare. Get a physical and the dude's like, by the way, man, lift your special. I'm like,
hey, bro, I saw you in San Diego. Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah, but that's what it was. I was rolled over. There's still like lube on my ass from when they put the camera in there. Hey, big fan of your work.
Did he spank you as he fucking parked your fucking
keep it up.
Yeah. Was it the actual doctor?
No, it was like
the nurse.
The motherfucker when he goes scalpel and they hand the scalpel.
Yeah, that guy.
But I mean, like, so funny. That's my number one fan. Everybody who's paid to see me at shows, I love you, but this person has seen the inside of my asshole. Like,
yeah, they have.
They know me on the inside and out.
You know you're in his group chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you were under and he was definitely.
Guess whose ass this was.
Shit. Yeah.
I mean, that's terrifying.
Yeah. He's like, look who's calling this is.
Have you ever had any weird fan interactions?
Not at the doctor, but I was going to say my doctor, she, I got checked for a hemorrhoid a while ago.
Yeah.
And turned around, pulled my pants down like a toddler. They're just like below my ass. And like I pulled my shirt forward. And she put some lube on. She's like, I'm going in. I was like, yo. Didn't get hard, thankfully. And then.
That's the weird part. If it just hits the table, you're ding.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, bro. If they hit the prostate, some people, they get bricked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was in my ass. It was a little bit awkward afterward. And then, like, a few days later, I walked into, at the time, my apartment complex gym. And then she walked in. And I was like, oh, we live in the same place. That's cool.
No.
You put your finger in my ass.
Well, you're like, also, you're a doctor. Why don't you have a house?
Yeah. Well, we didn't really acknowledge each other. It was just kind of like a...
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
And she looks at you and she goes...
Yeah.
She's only doing finger workouts.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
No, she's just pulling the cable weights.
Yeah, right, all right.
30 pounds.
She's not even touching it. Just all telekinesis with that bitch.
Damn. Yeah.
When I got my asshole checked, she couldn't. I had my pants down.
This is the men's health episode.
Yeah. And she put the gloves on and she didn't have, she like, I heard her like rummaging around for like the lube, couldn't find it, left the room with my pants down and me over the table, left the room to find lube. And I heard her be like, excuse me, Nurse Jacket, do you have any lube? No, okay. Like around the office.
Yeah.
Have lube in there before I drop my fucking pants.
Or be a man and be like, raw dog,
yeah,
your jacket.
I don't care, dude. You don't think I haven't had fingers in there before?
Yeah, you should look back at me like, I'll spit on it.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Hold that finger out, baby.
Eat a pack of Skittles, lube on up, girl.
Yeah.
Dude, I have a dermatologist who was actually
your ass.
Well, no, dude, I didn't go in there for that. But she was like, "Oh, you've never been in dermatology before." I was like, "No." She's like, "Oh, should we do like a cancer, like a skin cancer check?" And I was like, "What does that entail?" She's like, "Oh, we just have to look around." I go, "All right." They look around, but they want to look everywhere. This doctor was actually kind of attractive, and then she's just like, she's like having a full conversation with me about touring. As she's like looking around my balls and dick.
Yeah. She's turning your cock.
2024. Name of my first out. Dude, I didn't like it. I don't.
Getting your dick inspected?
Do you think any doctor who does prostates when he's fucking, if he's doing anal, do you think he can be like, oh, no, you're good. No, you got a couple years on you.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, maybe not with the dick.
Right. But you think he could?
With the finger?
Both.
I mean,
he's probably really good at fingering.
Well, it's got to be hard to separate, you know, pleasure from work.
The thing is, I've always heard that prostate doctors, they got contractor hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've always heard that the fingers they have, it ain't no fucking, you know, gamer fingers going in there.
Oh, they're sturdy.
It's a working
like
man's
Carhartt
hands.
Fingers.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be funny, like, if they interview for the job and they're
dick
just...
Dick-sized fingers, yeah, man.
Yeah, they're not even looking at your resume. They're just like, let me see that
yeah,
ET.
Yeah, lay the paws.
Yeah, and they just look at it and go, yeah.
Yeah, when you go get a degree to be a proctologist, they're like, lay them paws out.
Yeah, it's just them. minimum
thickness, according to, yeah, American Medical Association.
This guy's got a callus. Get him in.
Yeah, dude.
OBGYNs, where do we think they're at on the finger game? Because I think they know the inside and out.
They don't use the hands, though. It's all, like, devices.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, they know every nook and cranny in there. So I feel like they would
know.
I
think if you gave an OBGYN, like, a dildo, they'd be working magic.
Oh, because they don't see the digits. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, dude, it's like.
Yeah.
I was in there with my.
Who could hotwire a car.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. But I was in there with my girl got her new IUD. And, like, she just.
Which, by the way, pause. Is that weird? Your girl's getting an IUD. Are you in there?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Thank you.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You gotta be supportive.
Yeah.
I wanna hold her hand.
I wanna know what the hell I'm buying.
Yeah.
I wanna know what's going in there, dude.
That's such a from dad Best Buy?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I need to know what y'all putting
in
her.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that from the government?
Yeah, what are you putting in my wife, dude? What kind of tracking chip is in that bitch?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There is a tracking chip.
Yeah, I make them microwave it first, and then they can put it in.
It's pretty good. So it comes out hot as fuck. Yeah.
But do you, like, hold it up and, like, look like it's a $100 bill? And be like, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, man, you know, I inspect, like, the raw metals. Do a couple and, yeah, yeah. I want to make sure it's not the old school one with the copper, you know?
Oh, copper's going for high these days.
Yeah.
Copper's good.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been an IUD appointment, and maybe that's on me. That's on my bad.
So you held her hand. They drop it in there.
But I'm just saying, like, the questions that this OBGYN was asking, and she, like, it was, like, you know, dilated or whatever, but what I'm saying is, like, she knew every piece of it, every inch. So in my stupid guy brain, I'm like, oh, this woman could finger.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, where's the clit? It's like, you know where where everything is.
Yeah.
Like, you literally have studied this in books.
Yeah.
I'm just free. I'm just improvising.
Yeah.
Because all the G-spots are different. Clits are different places.
Yeah, you're acting like you studied.
Have everything in the same place.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Just have it in the same place. God's like, oh, this is a trick. We're going to go down, up. It needs to be in the same place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. An OBGYN just, like, playing your lady like a fiddle in front of you. Giving advice.
They're showing you how it's done.
They're like, so this right here, it's like,
dude, it's like bar rescue.
Yeah, bar rescue.
Sean Taffer kicks in. He's like, you think you know what you're doing? Let me show you where the goddamn spot is.
Well, that was the first 1800s doctors. Remember, we talked about frog marching. Like, that was frog marching original thing.
The
is
best.
They would get sent over there because they were like,
how
oh, my
this
wife's
shit is
acting.
Real, though? What was going on in the 1800s?
Frog marching is a real thing. Yeah.
What's the definition of it again?
So it's when your wife is acting quote unquote hysterical, like, you know,
when she had, like, an opinion?
Yeah. I mean, for real, though, they would send a doctor over, and the doctor would finger her, give her an orgasm, and then she would be, like, calm and collected.
Maybe that's why the whole, like, doctor's hot thing. This is, like, pull it up.
It's really kind of off of it.
This isn't some weird conspiracy thing. I think this actually happened back then.
I don't know how we stumbled upon this, but.
Yeah, the 1800s are fucking nuts. I mean, they were putting people in water, like, are you a witch or not?
Yeah.
Dude, they were leeching people. Putting leeches on and be like, but, hey, taking the blood, like, taking the disease
but
out.
Do you,
by the
but do you think cupping's not, like, the farther version of that?
It is, dude. In 20 years, they're like, they were doing what? They gave them the vaccine, you know, doing the crazy shit.
Whoa,
like, yeah.
You're getting crazy.
Whoa. Florida man.
Florida man.
V-word.
Go see Michael this weekend in Boca Raton. I don't know.
That's already sold out. Every Florida place.
But yeah, the first vibrator was invented by a doctor.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What does it look like?
It's got to be
that
wooden.
Point of inspiration must have been nuts. He's making another. He was cucking some dude. Oh, is this a rotary vibrator? This is crazy,
whoa.
Dude.
Looks like
Helen Keller can use this shit to read a book. Oh my god,
dude! It looks
what
like
the fuck
that
is
thing
that?
Runs on diesel.
Oh my god!
Wait, go click around. What's that top one? That's man on man action.
That top
bro,
left?
You use it to hold on. Go
dude,
back to
doing
the green
it to
one.
Everybody, that's how good that thing
dude,
felt.
Dude, you holy use it to shit. Buff a deck. That's crazy.
Click around. What? You need to click fast. I'm horny.
Vibrators were invented by doctors to cure women of hysteria.
Dude.
The treatment involved a pelvic massage that would induce hysterical paralysis. Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow. I want to know what their definition of hysteria is.
Dude, is
like
he doing this through
the
clothes?
The
if he's doing this through the clothes as well, that's fuck it. Dude.
He's having sex with your wife is what he's doing.
Wow. Imagine what? You're just a guy on the other side of that wall like, honey, is everything okay in there?
Nah, you're in there holding her hand.
What is that? The Barker vibrator?
Yeah, it says it invigorates the nerves and entire system, benefits the complexion and scalp.
Bro, look at the quote on the top left. It's great! Guy who just fucks somebody's wife.
I mean, he does it for a living.
That's so cool.
Hold on, are there bees in there? Yo, what the fuck?
No. I mean, I don't think...
No, this is not real, is it? No. Oh, yeah, I actually did hear this. Cleopatra had something, and it would have bees in there, and it would buzz it.
Yeah.
She had a vibrator with bees in it?
Yeah.
Cleopatra is rumored to have, quote-unquote, invented the vibrator by using a hollowed gourd filled with bees, but there's no historical proof that supports this legend.
No way,
man.
That's
imagine?
Some crackhead shit.
Cleopatra, dude, she had power. She could just point at a man and be like,
make me orgasm.
Yeah.
So it looks maybe like that's could, maybe the first
that's
one.
That's the first one?
Oh, you see the dildo
on
it?
How people got here for the
that's
40,
a fuck machine.
That's how you got here for the gold rush.
I know what I'm saying. That's like a telegram
dude,
device.
That's so cool. It's got like a gauge on the top, too.
Oh, I'm so stupid. I just saw the dick.
Yep.
Oh, so you did, and it just was like this?
Imagine you walk in and your girl's getting plowed by R2-D2. I mean, that is crazy.
It's
that,
the guy at the fucking the U.S. Postal Office, like,
dude, that's.
Can I take this home?
That's like if you strip down Wally right there. That's Wally straight piping. But now, think about technology. Now they're just like the size of like a Bic lighter, and they fucking do work.
I mean, they do so much work, dude.
They still have like you can still buy like the actual fuck machines that are like you set it up on your floor and it's just like. You know,
it's not that. That you need a tetanus shot when you come.
Now I think they have them so that like it'll like link up to your not actually Twitch, but like your webcam stream, and someone like gives you money, and it'll like make it go faster.
Good. I think where the world's at is in a perfect place in 2024. That's perfect. Why not?
Yeah.
Have some fucking weird guy in Virginia with thousands of dollars paying money every single day to make it come.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? Do you ever like tip someone and think about where that money's going? I always think about that, and then I just linked what you just set up to that. Like, so you're at a coffee shop, you get a coffee, you say, thank you so much, you give them $2 tip. They're using that $2 to make a woman on the Twitch stream come. Yeah. So you essentially,
worst of all,
transitive property, I just met a woman in Virginia come.
Well, worst of all, you tip somebody at a coffee, bean and tea, $2, and nobody's coming. Nobody's like, thank you for the tip.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That is true. Let me get a moan. If you go 40%, I need a moan.
Goddamn.
I finally realized why I don't like the tipping anymore. It's because with the change jar, you hear the money go in and you're like, it feels validating.
You think so?
But now it's just an iPad. This is the sound of tipping. There isn't one. You just tap 20%.
If you're putting change in a cup, if I'm making a coffee and I hear change in a cup, I'm making that coffee shitty.
No, but like think about pre-iPad
days.
Yeah, I'm
kind of with that.
You know what I mean?
Pre-iPad days, when you put money in there, like,
You would hear the tip, and it
felt more like validating for both ends. Because then they're like, "Oh, he tipped." Now you just tap a button; it's almost expected.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Motherfuckers at Cold Stone, when you tip them, they would sing you "Happy Birthday."
That is true, and I don't give a shit.
Wait, also, what does me tipping you a dollar have to do with singing "Happy Birthday"? Cold Stone, they would sing. They like if you tip them, they would have to sing.
That is so humiliating.
Oh, it's terrible. It's like jobs like that and hot dog on a stick. I go, "Why are you doing this?" There's a thousand jobs out there.
Was it Happy Birthday?
Is there any video evidence
There's
of that on
be.
YouTube?
Here we go. Cold Stone tip song. The amount of times this guy has sung this with a revolver in his mouth is crazy.
Is this with any tip?
This is filmed on the same camera.
This is before the housing
ass.
Crisis. They don't do this anymore.
Yeah, but you see the guy flipping shit in the back?
Oh my God! This is
what a tip used to get you.
Horrible,
now I tip at a
dude.
Blue bottle of coffee, and they go, ugh,
"Oh
thanks.
My God, man!"
Yeah, it's so degrading on
this
all
levels.
This
is what you hear right before they shoot up a math school. This is not.
What, like, bro? I'm just sorry. I'm just like, what corporate, like, fucking overlord goes, and then we make them sing.
Exactly.
We will break them mentally. We will make them sing
for
the customer.
A 32-cent tip used to get you.
That's fucking like some 1800s. Like, gee, thanks.
it's set. It's like type in hot dog on a sick employee.
Yeah.
Do they have to sing too?
No, but they just look dumb.
Oh,
as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
do these exist anymore?
I don't know.
Oh, Huell Hauser did 13 years
bro,
ago.
Look at those hats.
Yeah, I had a homie who worked at a hot dog on a stick.
I actually feel like it looks cooler in this era. This is like.
Type in 2024.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, that's the original one. I've been there. That corn dogs are fucking phenomenal.
I'm sure.
But when your food is good, I don't give a fuck about your outfit. They could be wearing, like, literally a jumpsuit from prison. I bet, cool, do you have corn dogs?
Yeah.
Imagine getting fired in that. Imagine getting fired. Imagine a motherfucker with a taller popcorn bucket hat being like, you know, you were late today. Late today?
You're Look currently, at my shirt!
You're fucking the inside of a corn dog, sir.
Come on, now.
Damn. All right. Well, that's different.
Whoa. Zoom in.
Getting canned in the fucking hot dog on a steak suit.
That's what I'm saying.
Take your hat off.
Yeah, exactly. And then you got to grab it from all the way up top and put it down.
4 feet above
just
your head.
Certain jobs are so degrading. Why do you have to make them wear a fucking parachute?
Dude, was that a training pogo for the actual... You just had it. They had a girl like pumping down. Yeah, right there.
Middle,
down.
Here?
Up.
Yeah, that sounds like OBGYN.
No, that's the actual. Go up two. Two rows. All the way on the right.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't know if that's like a training deck. It's like, now this one won't pump any lemonade. You haven't earned it yet. This is just to get your fucking forearms primed.
Imagine that's your fit. You're having the worst day ever. Your dog just got hit by a four-wheeler. Is a four-wheeler just any color? Moving on.
Yeah.
But then you got to put that bright-ass outfit on. If I'm hungover, I'm throwing up on my t-shirt. Dude. I'm throwing up in the bucket.
Yeah, my boy worked in one of these in high school.
Did he really?
Yeah, it was mad funny every time he walked there. And what was always so funny was they put, because that's like to pump the lemonade, right?
I think so.
I don't know. It looks like an Acme bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the shit they killed the Roadrunner with. Yeah. Nah, they would they put that thing on a pedestal. So you were always, my homie was always standing above the lemonade. So that's why it looks so terrible. Because he's elevated.
God, that's so embarrassing having a job that you're embarrassed about. Especially when your homies would pull up. I mean, I worked at a frozen yogurt store, so I wasn't embarrassed for shit. I was. But when anybody would, what was your first job?
My first job was technically, this is so funny. So my parents, they fucked their money up in the housing crisis. They over leveraged crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my mom bought a small business off of someone. It was such a shitty business. So technically that was my first job, trying to help them with that.
And was it a restaurant or something? What was it?
It was selling antique goods.
So you were selling those dildos?
Nah, I wish, dude. The products weren't that cool. It was weird, candles and fucking glass sculptures. It was a lot of stupid shit. That failed. So then my first W-2 corporate job was I was a cashier at Bed Bath & Beyond.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
Do people know that?
Yeah.
It's such a random.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool. It's one of those jobs though that when your voice
fits
kid,
that.
Yeah. Nah.
It's soothing. You're like, oh man, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, bro. You can be paid by a duvet, no problem.
Yeah. Your voice feels.
Dog, the second interview.
Tempur-Pedic.
Did you say the second interview?
Yeah, that's two interviews.
Sir.
Yeah, it's two interviews to work.
That's crazy.
No.
Yeah. Any job that's
more than one interview.
Yeah. It's insane.
On the second one, they make you.
That's fucking LA. You got callbacks for fucking Bed Bath & Beyond.
What's the interview? Do you know what a Bed Bath & Beyond is? What the fuck is
that? What do you think Beyond is?
Dude, the second interview, they slide you this sheet.
No.
And it has a picture of a ladder. And they're like, are you willing to climb ladders? But they don't detail what that means. So, and you have to
yes. I'm addicted to methamphetamines. Yeah. I work at Bed Bath & Beyond. Yes.
Yeah.
I have a ladder in my back
fireball.
Pocket.
It's 9 a.m.
Yeah. And then my buddy who was working there at the time, he goes, dude, you have to say yes. Otherwise, you're not going to get the job.
Of course.
Obviously. So I say, yeah. And then you realize the first time you go up on a ladder, the ladder's fucking 15 feet high.
Oh, yeah.
And you're bringing down a crock pot. It's just the scariest shit
ever.
And
are these ladders secured, the sliding ones?
Nah.
Oh, wow.
You got to wheel them out.
My next question would be do you guys have insurance?
Yeah.
Go on a ladder, do you have insurance?
Well, I'm 15. I'm fucking stupid. I don't know how to ask those questions. So.
That's, of course.
Yeah.
So, did it pay well?
Nah, it was it was
did you get paid in melatonin or some shit?
Yeah, dude. You got paid in candles and fucking bath bombs.
That place was always so
candles
random.
Again?
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
And when did you start making content? Vine? Vine days?
Vine. That was 20. It's so such a fucking blur.
And you were working when Vine was out or?
Yeah. So I think I got on Vine at I actually made a couple in 2010, and then I didn't make any more until 2014.
Yeah, well, fuck me up is I realized I've been making videos for over 10 years.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, oh, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is more than
that's a decade.
Yeah, it's a third of my life.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. 10 years of me being like, what the fuck? Shut the fuck up.
I always think about time in duration of like college and high school. Like, you've been making videos longer than high school and college. Like, if you think about how long you've been in high school, think about how long you feel like you've been in high school. Yeah. And then add 2 years.
Yeah.
That's so long.
Did you make videos as a kid?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, like, take my, like, mom and dad's camera and, like, delete their, like, sex footage. And then I would just, like, run around. No, I don't know why. I would just film, like, whatever. I would just film myself doing random shit. What about you?
Yeah. I would actually try to do, like, I'd film random shit with friends and then tried, like, I made, like, weird sketches in, like, high school.
Really?
Yeah.
And where did those live?
Nowhere. There was one that we did for a...
Was there a platform out at that point?
No, no, no. It was just, like...
You just made it.
Yeah. Like, and then for a group project in high school, we made, like, this, like... So it's basically like a fucking 8-minute short film about drugs. It was so stupid.
Oh, yeah. Going viral back then was like four people in your class were like, dude, that was funny. And you're like, oh, I'm crushing it right now.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, we had like a whole arc. Like, my buddy got arrested. And, like,
oh, shit.
Yeah,
like, what'd you guys film it on? Just like an old
It was like recorder? It was a handy cam. Yeah, tape, like DV. I think it was like a DV film camera. But yeah. Filmed a lot of shit as a kid. And then some stuff in college.
Every holiday when my whole family would be over, it would be Thanksgiving or Christmas, I would always, like, just go away from everyone and make a... It was, like, some type of sketch. I'd have my, like, little brother in it.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a Blair Rich, like, witch, like, spoof 1 year.
Yeah. And drowned your sister,
Yeah, she'd be dead. And I would play it for everyone,
just playing a snuff film for your family.
But, dude,
I killed our cousin.
Like, Devin!
Wait, Michael, this looks really real.
No, it is.
Where's Rebecca? You're not staying for the credits.
Goddamn.
So, I think that is interesting how we all just kind of gravitated towards it. And then my first time doing stand-up was, you've been doing stand-up for a long time, right?
Yeah, I did stand-up, like, I think I, man, again, it's like such a blur. I think I started, I want to say like 2012, 2013. That's like when I started getting into it. And then, kept going until we had met, like when you were at All Deaf.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
Then I was like still doing it. And then when the TMG stuff took off, I just kind of felt like I couldn't focus on it. Cause I was still like working as like a programmer and then, got laid off and then I kind of just had to focus on like what made money. So I don't know, like mentally I was like, I can't like write it.
Blessing that you got fired from that, right?
Kind of. Yeah. Definitely.
Took your hat off.
Yeah.
I'm going to hot dog on the stick.
Yeah, bitch.
We should do a podcast, dude. I'm telling you, bro.
I have this vivid memory. Me, you. I want to say Vic, we're at a Fat Burger in Culver City after some open mic. Was Cody there maybe?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
After there's an open mic, Fanatic Salon. I just remember we were eating Fat Burger one day. It was like the first time we did like a mic together.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just like I have like five memories in my head and that's like one of them.
I think.
I don't remember anything else, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, those early days, like when Vine was working, but no one like really knew you. I mean, you could still go do stand up and like be
a stand-up.
I don't know. That pocket of time was really interesting.
Well, I even remember me, you, and Cody went to a West Side comedy theater open mic, and like he was like looking around to be like, oh fuck, do I even want to go up? Because he had that because people knew him at the point, and I was like, what do you mean, just do that? But then you know you understand what he was going through. You're like, oh fuck, I wouldn't.
Yeah, because he had like 5 million followers at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, like he's in the crowd, people are already looking at him.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, just do the thing. But I'm like, dude, now knowing what I know now, I'm like, fuck no.
Yeah.
Go up there and just
eat shit.
Yeah, no, that, and then there was that one. It was in Marina Del Rey. It was
that
pirate one?
Yeah, like that pirate restaurant, whatever the fuck
restaurant?
That was.
What are you guys talking about?
When did you move to LA?
You would have missed this one.
Okay. No, that was
That was a fucking meme. It was on Monday.
What was this?
It was in Marina Del Rey.
I think that restaurant still exists.
The Tam O'Shanter.
It looks like it's like bamboo and other shit.
Been like Marina Del Rey,
bamboo
like,
and other shit.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
The worst part is, so it was an open mic. And it was like an involuntarily one because there would be families eating dinner.
Oh, those are the worst, man.
And that shit was at like 5 o'clock too. It was like mad early.
But in my head, I was like, I'll get the kids going. I'll get the parents looking.
Oh no.
See if you didn't find it. I'm really curious now.
They had a proper stage.
Yeah. The warehouse?
Warehouse.
Type
in warehouse Mirindo Ray stage.
Oh my God,
and
dude.
Like Noel like, would like hit me up and be like, yo, you going to this tonight? And I was at All Def Digital and I think hit top left.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah. So yeah, I remember I had these boxes behind you on stage.
Oh, that's not bad, but it's like...
No, but people are eating dinner.
Oh,
and it's
okay,
like
okay.
5 p.m. It's like an involuntary, like...
Who put this on? Was it just some random, like...
I don't know.
I don't know who is producing it, man.
Click some other photo. Yeah, click that one.
Oh, yeah. So that looks like the table's right there.
That's exactly
wow,
it. So, like, it was a proper venue that, like, could have had some momentum.
And
but
dinner, I feel, is a... generous word because it was more like early afternoon.
Well, yeah, it was
the
like,
sun was up, man.
The sun was up. It was on Mondays, God, and people who
the
are
sun
at,
were the sun was hitting into the room like it's like daytime comedy.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
felt
yeah. And
so
I
bad.
Just remember like those were one of the places we'd go.
Is daytime comedy to people who don't want it?
Yeah, and also to people who are drinking on a Monday.
Yeah,
it's a certain type of person who go gets a daiquiri on a Monday.
Yeah,
at 5
your doctor.
I remember one time we went. There was a dad and his son in there. And I remember the dad was like chuckling at all of us. Like he was fucking with it. And his kid was kind of oblivious. I remember that like clear as day.
I don't know
day.
Why. I just thought of that place. But yeah, that was a
God damn.
Did you guys go there a bunch? A
couple times.
Yeah. The spot burned out pretty quick. Like I think enough comics were like,
I was
this.
Working in Culver City and I think you lived in and around that area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this was in Marina. So
it was an easy
to do
jump.
An open mic after work. It was like relatively close.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was one of those places where, like, you'd either leave there and be like, why am I doing this? Or you're like, that was not bad. Like, the setup wasn't bad.
Nah.
Isn't it funny back in the day, like, you would literally get off stage and be like, that wasn't bad. And that was, like, enough to keep you going. I mean, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
I got one laugh out of 5 minutes. That wasn't too bad.
Dude, those early years of stand-up, every single time was like, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Dude.
every single time.
I've said this 1,000 times, but because I started in New York, the amount of times I would walk around West Village at, like, 2 a.m. and be like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
They're like, still doing shows here.
No, they're not. We should go do one.
Dude, we should. We should fucking go do one. If we should go sell
we should
out.
Go do one.
Yeah, we should do a pop-up. That'd be fucking awesome, dude.
I'm
for real down.
If you go to one of those photos,
it's
like two stories. Like, if it was nighttime and set up right, like, it would be...
We should suss it out, man. We should do a weird ass.
Do like a new material, weird ass night.
It's called
I'm
the
down.
Warehouse, dude. Westside's got some fun crowds, anyways, you know?
That'd be fucking sick.
But if you go to one of those photos, Gabe, I'm pretty sure it's two story. Yeah,
you can see it right up there.
Dude, I'm telling you, this kind of looks like City Winery
City
in New
Winery.
York.
Okay, yeah.
It doesn't look. Well, what is. Oh, it was.
Serving up comedy.
The guy who ran it was named LG. I remember that.
That guy?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Zainab.
I think they like.
Wow.
I think they did like a legit show certain days.
Is this still happening or no?
I don't know.
Hard to tell. I mean this video on YouTube was uploaded a year ago. I don't know when it was filmed, but.
Well, I think we should just do a.
Dude, it like driving up. It looks sick. There's like a moat. And you can see the marina behind it of all the boats.
This would be so funny. We should just pack this out. Like us three and like two other comics, we should all just do like
dude,
12.
That'd be so fun.
That'd be so fun.
I'm legit down.
That'd be awesome.
Dude, I had you on the last one. I've been doing these like pop up, like kind of working new material. Like, they're fun as fuck, man.
Yeah.
It's just great to be.
Especially
to be doing
if the crowd like knows you're working on new shit, there's like a certain like air.
Yeah, especially if you do it in a fucking place called The Warehouse. See, you can see how bright it is based on the sun coming in from the right hand side.
Yeah, that's not a spotlight.
Yeah.
That's the sun.
We're going to have to block out those windows.
But doing open mics early on and you see a stage, wouldn't you get excited? You're like, oh, we have a stage
tonight?
Yeah,
that's funny too because it's like, oh, we have a stage. This is a legit venue.
Yeah.
I want to see how
it was always something off. I remember the Ice House open mic. It was on
the
Saturdays. No, it was the audition. It was 2015. For whatever reason, it was at like 3 p.m. on a Saturday. They didn't have a microphone. The sound guy wasn't there. So you'd have to acapella that bitch and not hold a candle to make it feel like a mic.
Really?
Yeah, just so you could feel like you're holding something.
God.
That's awesome.
But
dude.
You you need all this shit.
Yeah.
Like you need all these nights.
Right.
To understand how to do it now.
Yeah.
But it's like, bro, you think back to like, fuck, dude. The amount of time I think about it, like, how did I keep going? Like the amount of bombs I had early. It's like, how did I wake up and go, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, this checks out.
I just ate my dick for 12 minutes straight.
It's also funny that you flip the point of view on like what your parents think or your friends think or your girlfriend thinks at the time. It's like,
yeah.
you're performing for three people? Wait, what? What is this going
to
turn into?
You can't. Dude, the amount of times I tried to explain to my dad, it's like there's no. My dad's like a businessman. There's no fucking way that he would. He's like, oh yeah, three people. Like, what's the what's the end goal here?
Yeah,
five people. Like, I don't get it.
That's crushing it. That's
you guys have like a lot of conversations with your parents about your stand-up career.
Kinda.
Yeah, kinda.
I remember the first time I told them I was going to quit. They're like, okay, like quit my job to do stand-up full time. They're like, all right, yeah, let's. You got healthcare at All Deaf. Like, let's not.
Yeah.
And then the second time I brought it up, it was like a year or two later, and that's when I had some momentum on videos, and they're like, yeah, we see this coming.
Yeah.
What about you?
It was never like my parents are just kind of, the relationship's weird, but I could just tell them I'm doing anything, and they'd be like, all right.
Like, yeah, my mom is like super supportive wherever, whatever I want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, she's like, oh, you want to work on a hot dog and a stick? Like, cool, that sounds good. My dad's a little more business oriented, but they're not like overbearing where if I said something, they'd be like, no, you're not going to.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, also, like, they're all in DC and I'm in New York at the time. So it's like, what are you going to do? Tell me not to do it. It's like, you're not like floating me financially. So you really honestly can't tell me to do anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there was definitely a conversation I had with my dad where he was like, well, you know, let's, what's the 5-year plan here?
Yeah.
And I remember every single time it was just like, if I look back and I'm like, okay, I'm growing just in terms of even like funny or like credits or whatever, then I think I'm fine. But that was always like the benchmark to be like, I'm not making $1 billion, but at least I'm growing here.
Yeah.
That was always the benchmark. But like, but yeah, they never really told me not to or whatever.
Yeah.
Hot dog on a stick. That's what they should have called that vibrating machine you pulled up.
Ah.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. The timing was not good on that joke.
It ripped, man. It ripped.
Thank you.
But well, you're like super back into stand-up. You said you like took a little break.
Yeah, because, well, when Cody and I went on tour, like, or TMG started kind of doing its thing, and I was pretty focused on that, and then I was, like, trying to grow my YouTube channel because we were just getting a lot of traction there, and I was like, okay, maybe I should just focus on this. I can get paid that way. And then we started touring, and that was like a variety show, but there was like a significant portion of it where I would just basically do like a 13-minute set.
Oh, sick.
About how I got like circumcised at 12 years old. Yeah.
True story. Well, I mean, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
So you think it's weird that I have a doctor who I send dick pics to?
I didn't say it was weird. I was curious.
Oh,
yeah. I don't think it's weird.
What, seventh grade? Be like, hey, fade me up, doc.
Yeah, that's literally, yeah.
Was it like a medical issue, or were you like, I want less skin?
I mean, part of the bit was like,
cutting weight for wrestling?
Well, yeah. No, I mean, like, my foreskin was getting just long, and then
Does it continually grow?
For some people, it does.
Oh, that's
actually kind of sick.
Yeah, for some people, you end up looking like an anteater. So I was getting some long foreskin, and it was freaking me out.
How do you bring that up to your parents?
I was like, yo, I gotta see a doctor.
You were like,
about
yo,
this.
Check this out, Dad.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah.
That's where the remote went.
This is a pillowcase.
Yeah.
Bed Bath and Beyond. That's what Beyond stands for. Yeah, this keeps growing.
Yeah, man. Actually. So I was like, you know, I need to get seen for this, so I go to the doctor. And part of it also is like the insurance won't cover it it's considered
cosmetic.
Yeah. But isn't that ironic? Insurance won't cover it. They won't cover it if it's like the skin either has to be like too long or has to be like some complication.
Does somebody come out from insurance and be like, it's pretty short?
Well, bro, so it was like, I say this in the bit that I was doing, but the doctor actually, like, he grabbed my foreskin, like he pinched it and he like pulled it down and he said, yeah, that's getting pretty long. And that was like him covering all of our asses legally, you know. I don't know if he meant that. I don't know if my foreskin was actually too long,
dude.
But it felt like it was getting long for me.
What
so.
A crazy day in like seventh grade.
Yeah. Well, because I mean, dude, I'm like, I'm dead inside. So I had literally had this doctor like holding my foreskin. I just didn't give a shit. I was like, all right.
Did you crazy. Get to dead inside about this?
Or no, I think I've always just kind of been like, I mean, my family is kind of crazy, so I think I learned early on to kind of like suppress things.
Yeah.
So
your intro. That you had,
mm-hmm.
Did you just like the vision on that, or was that from?
Oh, like for what I did to promote my special?
Yeah.
That was me just like, it was kind of like alluding to the stuff I was going to joke about in the second half.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was like sort of like silhouettes into how I grew up.
Yeah, you have a great eye for cinematic stuff.
Oh, thanks.
You really do, man. Like, I was going to say, because even like the promo for like the the
for Hot Lives.
Yeah, for Hot Lives. Yeah. Like all that, like all that stuff, the TMG stuff, your individual stuff. It is. It all seems very and well to take out. to take your word. Like it all seems very like cinematic.
Even the dumbest stuff when like you and Cody both change your profile photos on the same day. I'm like, why did we think of that?
It's so good.
Like stuff like that where it's like, oh, this set's changing. The show's changing.
It's funny. I really wanted to. The first time we did that was when we released Sophia and. I
spit game to her. The robot. She rejected me.
Oh.
The robot bitch.
Oh, yes. You're talking about the actual robot.
Yeah, who are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you were referring to the fucking dancer that played the robot in our music video.
No, I was like, holy man, you came right out there with that. Sophia, I did this video with Arad.
Yes, with the actual robot.
The actual robot.
Yes.
And I don't know if Amazon's controlling people at Amazon Go, there's no way that this robot wasn't somebody being controlled, but... I met her. We didn't hit it off, but made for a fun video. First time you guys did it, Sophia.
Oh yeah. No, when I first came up with that initially, we couldn't hire an artist in time, but what I wanted to do was get like robot eyes and, I wanted me and Cody to each have them and then we would post simultaneously. My goal was like, hopefully we would line up on people's Instagram, so they'd see these two eyes looking at them like through their phone.
Right, it's fucked up. But they only follow one of you. They're like, I don't get it.
Well, then it's just the one
left eye.
Yeah. But yeah, nah, man, no, I appreciate it. Yeah,
cinema. So what's it's next my for thing. TMG? What are you guys singing? Are you guys?
Right now, I think we're just like focused on the podcast. I think for me, like, just stand up and then.
Yeah, you told me you're slowing down on YouTube a little bit.
Yeah, I just want to focus on Hot Laps. I am gonna start. Posting again on YouTube. I'm gonna start like a different channel. It's gonna be pretty like speaking of cinematic. It's gonna be pretty like dystopian vibe.
Yeah.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. I don't want to say too much, but it'll be. It's gonna be interesting.
Well, it's cool that you're just doing like passion projects and not stuff where you're like, did you see what JoJo Siwa looks like today?
Yeah. I mean,
but you get to do stuff that you want to do. Yeah. Like Hot Laps is purely a passion project. It's not like. You're doing it because you're like, oh, well, if this talk show works and then Sean Evans at Hot Ones. And then it's like, this feels very native to you, which is great.
Yeah, the show is like, to be at. Thanks, man. Yeah, the Hot Laps is, we're like in a bit of a holding pattern because it's like, it's tough to set up because like the next episode I have planned, it's like going to be like essentially a full-size track.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to rent out like this warehouse that's got a massive parking lot and we're going to hook it up to the street. So,
well, the first season, wasn't that just in like downtown?
Yeah. I mean like season, you put it in quotes, but
the early episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was just like in a parking lot.
Could you ever like go to like, fucking golf and stuff in Oxnard?
Oh,
they have like go-karts there. Could you just be like, let me use
this? The current desk is like, it'd be too wide and it's too fast.
How fast does the desk go?
It looks so fast.
I mean, now it's quick. It'll probably do like 70.
Yo, with a desk?
Yeah, it could,
bro. You know? You hope that bitch is welded down.
No. It's like a custom chassis, and it's like it's very. It was built by like a really shout this guy, Gary Castillo. He's a really smart like race car builder engineer. Wow. I had him.
You ever take it out just on the normal streets? Just
I could.
Around?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just to go get like
really?
Go get a quick.
Do you have to wear a helmet?
Coffee?
You should. I typically wear like safety goggles because it's like you'll get debris. But yeah, it's fast.
But you ever take it to just like a Wendy's real quick?
I want to, but I'm really paranoid of like getting like a cop like. Because I don't want them to, like, take the car away.
And oh, true.
Is it illegal? It's not street legal. Oh, it's not. Okay. No.
Can you imagine getting a DUI on a desk?
Yeah. But I've always thought,
come on, I'm doing work. What the fuck?
I've always thought it'd be a really good promo to, like, drive it around, and maybe that's what I need to do.
You should. Well, just, like, find a street that's, like, residential enough and just have somebody film it and put, like, the Snapchat title on. But, like, bro's driving a desk.
Yeah. I figured out, like, there are, I don't want to say it here because I don't want to give it away, but there are ways I could drive it on the street.
That's awesome. Yeah. I really, like, that. I think that would be great promo, seeing that in the carpool lane on the 405.
Yeah. I've had, like, such insane ideas to promote the show. So, like, right now, we have some guests that, like, want to do it, but their schedules are crazy. Yeah. So I'm kind of taking it.
Fucking Daniel Ricciardo, which is massive.
Yeah,
he's,
yeah.
like, the guy.
Dude, it's funny. People were, so I've never really gotten a chance to, like, speak about this, but basically we got there, and we were thinking we were going to have, like, a private 30 minutes with him.
Yeah.
But it ended up being, like, a crowd was already formed around the track.
Oh, so,
that's kind of sick, though.
Yeah. So it was, like, they locked off, you know, Broadway. And then as we were, what we also didn't know was that there were going to be speakers all up and down the track, and all the bars were open, so there was music everywhere. So there's only one part of the track where like I could really like hear his voice into the microphone, and then on top of that, the funny thing was is as I was driving, I noticed he seemed to be very uncomfortable because I like he's not driving. So when I'd go fast, it seemed to be like kind of clamming him up. And Daniel, if you see this, you can maybe correct me on this, but yeah. He seemed to be clamming up as I was trying to talk to him.
Oh yeah, he's just calculating every move you make every time you shift gears. He's like, if I die, I lose this much money. And this I thought it'd be, my daughter, my son.
And I thought it'd be funny. I was like, I was fucking with him, but I was like, oh, this, you're like my first big guest. This is the first time I've done it in this car.
Oh, hilarious.
And I was like trying to be funny, and he didn't like buy that as a joke.
If I was him, I would definitely not find the joke of that. I'd be like, man, you couldn't have riffed this with like fucking Kid Rock first in Nashville?
Yeah, well,
I would have been like, yo, you want to drive?
Yeah, I did. And you did? Okay. He declined.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he didn't want to drive.
Legal issue or some shit.
No, I think he had to do like a bunch of driving later, so he was like.
Isn't that crazy? He's like, I'm going to rest my good feet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, yeah, it's always some caveat where the fuck was I? Oh, I did some shit with Gary Vee at his conference where I wanted to film this thing. And his whole team, we talked before, yeah, we'll get you a private booth, quiet, whatever you need. And then you get there and you're like, hey, where's that booth? And they're like, yeah, we're not gonna be able to make, bitch, I flew to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And it's loud as fuck. The exact opposite of what you want.
Yeah.
And then somehow you go through the edit and you're like, all right, I guess we got something good enough here.
Yeah.
You feel like you got that with that?
Yeah, I think with that, it was kind of a crazy audible because basically Red Bull, shout out Red Bull, Red Bull is like massively,
they send me a lot of stuff too.
They're massively supportive like of the project and they're always like trying to find ways to get involved. And so my guy AJ, he hit me up and he goes, yo, let's get the desk out for the show run. And I'm like, that's crazy. And so it was kind of a scramble. Like we had to figure out a transport to like get the fucking desk there.
And where was it?
The desk is in LA, but we had to go to Nashville. So we had to like kind of scramble to find.
How'd you get it there? Just put it in like the back of a trailer? Or you should fly that.
We hired like a luxury car transport.
Okay.
So they like transport like race cars and like rare vintage cars.
Oh yeah.
So
it's so funny. You're just up there with like a Veyron Bugatti.
No, bro. Like when they loaded it, because those trucks they're like two stories.
Yeah.
They loaded it where you would put like a Indy car, like a formula car, like it was in like the roof.
Oh, yeah, sick. And
then in the lower portion, there was like a vintage Land Rover in there that probably sold for like, I don't know, $250,000 or some shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty insane. But so we had that, and then like. When AJ hit us up, we were like in the next iteration like of building the desk. And so we weren't quite there yet. So we had to like scramble to get like parts, get the build complete, and then arrange the transport. And then when we got there, it's electric. So they were like spraying down the course with water. So there was like that aspect to it. Yeah. So there was just like a lot that we learned. Yeah. But it was like a thing where you weren't going to say no.
Of course.
But
and was Daniel a fan of you beforehand or you reached out?
No, I just kind of like pitched his team and they really liked the idea and they were like just supportive of it. So they're like, yeah, come out.
That's a great idea.
How did you handle the audio? It didn't sound bad.
I'd be pissed. I mean, shut up.
Oh, yeah, we just rigged up like a ton of fail safes. And that's why I was driving like that was like kind of an audible too. Where I was like, let me just get a handheld mic just in case.
Yeah.
But yeah, with the next episode I got planned, it's like, yeah, it's going to be like flat out and whoever it is, like, I mean, it'll be safe, but I'm definitely going to scare him a little bit.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Well, I'm stoked to see it.
Yeah, man.
Oh, dude, also, congrats on the special, man. Thanks, dude. It's fucking so good, man.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Yeah, it's been cooking.
Yeah, well, that boy's, what, like 1.2?
It's like 1.2 now, yeah.
That's incredible.
Some light. And you're posting clips, and they're funny.
Oh, thanks, man.
Isn't it the worst when you're like, man, I don't want to post clips, and then you're like, oh, you watch him back, you're like, oh, wait, this is funny.
I'm good.
I did that the other night. I was looking through footage. I was like, I want to go through footage. And then you're like, oh, this was a fun moment. Yeah. This is great.
I have the hardest time with that.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like you want somebody else to watch it and be like, hey, this is what I found funny. Because I know what I think is funny.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not that. Sometimes I just want to give a show to an editor and be like, hey, clip out five of your favorite moments.
Yeah.
And then they bring it back and you go, oh, I agree. Because then if you both agree, then you're like, that's a clip. But sometimes
it's a great way looking at it.
Sometimes it's just like listening back to your own stuff. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, I would rather somebody edit something of mine because I'm not going to know the changes they take.
Yeah.
Versus when I edit, I what's it called when you like over obsessed on something, and I'm like,
perfectionism.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like I over on like one line or one thing, one audio blip, and then if somebody give it to me back and they didn't have that clip in there, I wouldn't even notice.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, I like to add my own stuff, but I also like to give it to other people.
Yeah. That's why I like the editor I hired is a stand up too. So it's like almost like he goes
the beats.
Yeah. Well, he edits with me a lot of times, and I'll just hear him laughing, and then I'm like looking at what I'm like looking at what he's laughing at, and then I'm like, this is. I'm like, this is fine.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, bro, this is like, this made me laugh. That's why I cut it.
This morning. I cut. He's like, why did you take that out? That was the best part of this. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's funny. Then you post your first one, your first like stand-up clip, and it crushes, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
I guess this.
Yeah.
Here you go, internet.
Yeah. 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 But the one I had posted like a month ago.
That 9/11 operator one was great.
Yeah. I mean, that just was so. That was like such a funny thing because it happened and I was like, that'll probably be decent.
Yeah.
And then it just like went fucking turbo.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's great. And I think it's awesome. Thanks, for so many people that know you through TMG and whatever else it might be that you've done, whether on YouTube. It's like, that's great to be like, oh, this is, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How cool was that, right? Because everyone, there's a lot, obviously more people, I mean, not now, but like more people know you from like that world.
Yeah.
So how cool was that to be like, I also do this and this is like a major part of my life?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's been great. I think with that, I think inside, I feel like I'm at my core. I've always been like a stand up.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I still think my brain is in a place where I'm still like putting some of those stripes on to like really feel like I can call myself that. But I mean, it's, you know, I've had plenty of comics be like, dude, you're a stand-up. Like, you're fine.
Oh,
but yeah. But yeah, I'm just like, I'm going to New York in May and I'm going to like just hang out there for 2 weeks.
Oh,
like,
really? Just do a bunch of spots?
Yeah. And then I think I might pull up to Austin and do a couple homie shows, just like low-key stuff. And yeah, I feel like that's the part I didn't get that I really want to have is like, some of just those pockets of time where you're just like grinding spots and, you know, like maybe only a few people know. Like I kind of miss those days sometimes, like those open mic days where you like didn't know if you're going to get up and you're like working some shit out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, I'm romanticizing it for sure.
Yeah, it's horrendous.
I definitely had some of those where I was like leaving. I remember the one, it was on the weekends, it was at like midnight. And if you got up, it was like the best 3 minutes because it was a packed room.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't get up and you're driving home at 2 a.m. And you're like, why the fuck am I wasting
my
early 20s?
Yeah.
All my friends are out hammered.
Yeah.
Having fun. And I'm just sitting there just in fucking Burbank being like, oh, no. You're just watching.
You remember the other door? Other door. It was an open mic in Burbank. It was like in a bar. It was special because you could email ahead of time and they would tell you where you were.
Yeah.
Like on the lineup.
Yes.
It was like 20 people.
And yeah.
I think I know.
Was it called The Good Night? Or was it Other Door?
I thought it was the Other Door.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
But The Good Night had the same system, I think.
Yeah, I remember I remember that one.
But you could like email in. I always thought that was so sick.
Well, you could find your little like loops.
Yeah.
And that was like the real early days of like kind of being like a stand-up like hustler. You're like, all right, I can sign up for this one at 6.
Yeah.
My spot won't be till 8, but I can do a 7 o'clock before that. Yeah. And you're doing all these calculations.
Then you're like,
oh,
my buddy's going to be there. He can sign me up first.
Yeah. My buddy's going to be there. And then you realize you're at a bus stop by yourself eating fucking macaroni and cheese.
And you bomb it all. And you're like, what the fuck am I doing?
There's a guy next to you on the bus bench being like, scab it about. And you're both just making no sense.
We're the same person.
Yeah.
We're the same. Exactly. I just have parents and you don't. That's literally the only difference.
Yeah, dude. Or you do that whole loop and you never get up.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Dude, that's when they did the slotted. You guys remember? I don't know.
Slotted. If you guys that was like they started sign up online.
Yeah, they started like the online sign up where it's just like you whatever. There's like 10 spots. You can sign up like 24 hours before or whatever. So like there's no like, oh, am I gonna get up? It's like this is the lineup, which is something that I don't know why the hell they didn't do before.
Yeah.
But it was like, it changed the whole game.
Yeah.
There's a lot of older comics who are like, this is fucking, you gotta wait out in line for 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I guess this is a more efficient way to go about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I live right by the Laugh Factory. So like I still see like the open micers that line up at the Laugh Factory.
Oh, there's Tuesdays.
Like, dog, there's like 100 people deep. And 98 of them are insane.
Well, that's one where people go on Google and they live anywhere in the world and they go comedy open mic. And
comedy
that one pops
mic,
up.
Am I going to get famous? And then they go there.
Oh, no, literally. It's kind of like how Kill Tony's getting, where it's like they were just like, if I go there and I have a good set, I am now Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
So a lot of that, people at the Laugh Factory, but oh, yeah, people like fly in for this.
Yeah.
I mean, same with Kill Tony. You watch and somebody's like, I don't even do stand up. I just want to say hi, Tony. And they're like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, do they do that? I don't really watch it.
The show is massive now. They get like
show's huge.
They get hundreds of signups, and it'll just literally be somebody who is like, yeah, it's my first time ever doing stand-up, or I just want to say hi, I'm just a fan.
So they don't have a minute?
They got nothing. Or they're just literally insane, like an insane person. Like literally like, picture if methamphetamines can talk. It's just that. Yeah. And they just like ramble for a minute, and then Tony will be like, okay, calm down. What's happening? What's your story? But he's not going to kick him off because it's like, the minute is not the part of the show. It's like, it's more so the interview that people kind of like dissect.
Do you guys like dropping in after shows? Like, I've like done that a little bit more recently.
What do you mean?
I think it's so fun. Like I was in Houston. I was like doing a weekend, but then there's my homie Zayed. He introduced me to his boys, and like they started a club called The Secret Group.
Yeah.
You go up on those.
Like one night timing only worked out on one night, but like the two times I've been to Houston, last two times like after the show, like I did fucking I did like the big theater run last year. It was just funny, like going from like the massive room to like the small room and just dying for 5 minutes. I don't know why, dude. I crave like the fucking the hell sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Like when I was in Houston last time, I did an open mic at, I don't know, fucking one in the morning.
Just cause?
Yeah, there was like a bunch of drunk people just sitting in there, and I don't know, it was just fun.
Sometimes your brain is just like, yeah, just do it. I've done that before.
Yeah.
I've done that. I did that recently. I was in Syracuse filming something, and they were like, hey, there's a place that does shows here. If you want, we can do a pop-up show just for you. It would be in 12 hours. So I'm like, tomorrow night. You don't got to promote anything. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And then I'm just in a fucking Syracuse basement, like packed in.
Yeah.
And like the set's going great, thank God. But like if it was trash, I would have just been like, what am I doing? But I've definitely done that where it's like, where you have a great show and then you're like, let me get one more in tonight.
Yeah.
And then it's trash. I'm so the opposite.
Yeah.
I think I just done too many of those things where I'm just like, nope.
Yeah.
I,
how many of those did you have to do beforehand before you realized that?
Oh, what do you mean? Like, because
how many of those times did you have to say yes to that random gig and eat? You still do this?
Well,
you did a show for 5 people last week.
No. I think what I'm saying, I'm like relating to him where he's like, he does these like great shows and he's like, oh, let me tack on another one. Like, like that is like not like, cause you know, you sometimes
now.
You do get asked to like do stuff like, you're like, hey man, there's a 1 a.m. show at the blah, 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 blah. Like in San Fran, there's one of those shows.
Yeah.
You're like, you're nice about it, but you're like, bro, there's no way.
That's where my SEALs training comes in.
Yeah.
Take my 20-minute nap, and I wake up, and I'm like, it's time to defend free speech.
Yeah.
I lock in.
To these 7 people, one of which is an otter.
Yeah.
But you're 100% right. Like local stuff, I say yes to local stuff like a moron.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't, they'll be like, hey, do you want to do it in the back of a tuna can factory? You're like, oh, hell yeah,
I'll
dude.
I'll see you on like a lineup randomly.
I know, dude. It's like, not,
you're
it's
yelling
not okay.
on like some guy's porch.
It's not okay. It's called like love seat. You're like next to someone. You're like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I need to start saying no to stuff.
Well, let's wrap this thing up, man. I don't want to take up too much of your time today. I think I got 2 questions and we'll get out of here.
Yeah, dude.
All right, guys. Yeah, we have questions. We have Sock Talk, which is audiences wrote in knowing Noel was going to be here.
Oh, shit.
A lot of people are just want you to recreate the Drake video. So not really a question, they're more of a request. But let's
look at his face.
This one comes
talking about
from Daniel, and he says, "I know Noel's into F1. Can he rank the hottest F1 drivers?"
Fuck, dude.
This is great.
I mean, you know, it's crazy, man. Formula One hit, and then like all these guys that have like high Reddit karma found their new like sex icons and they love these boys. Sorry, referring to the Drake thing, I was talking about how fucking I like mimicked the video like with a banana and like sent it to like a tour manager. It's like that's what they're talking about.
I think, yeah.
Well, I better hope so. Pull it up.
Yeah. I'll show it to you guys.
You sent it you were on like the bus or something, and then you just
It was we were in Omaha, and our like one of
great
our homies
great place to whip it out.
Yeah. One of our homies was like, we were texting him. He's a tour manager as well, and he's like, we were trying to call him because basically my tour manager hadn't seen the Drake video.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And you're like, have you seen the Noel video?
I was like, yo, text Matt. I bet you he has it. And then Matt, like, had it saved on his phone, like, replied immediately. He's like, you want to see it? It's nice. And he sent it. And so then we responded with me, like, with a banana, like, making fun of it.
Yeah.
And the whole reason we did that is because our buddy Matt was like, we tried to FaceTime him about it, and he was with his newborn. He's like, I'm with the kid. I can't talk right now.
Yeah.
So it just opens to me like wiggling this banana around. But anyway.
Hilarious.
Ranking F1 drivers by attractiveness?
Yeah. I do have a list if you guys
want to see.
There's
20 of them, bro.
Yeah, that's too many, but...
Look.
Let's go number one. Like, yeah, who's like, I mean, like all three of you guys, who's number one?
I know who's number one off top. Like, it's not even close to me.
I mean, Lewis, he's got the most sex appeal, Lewis Hamilton. Mm-hmm. That's just, you're not fighting that one. I think people would probably rank Charles second. Charles Leclerc.
Where that boy at?
There we go.
Yeah.
You would go... See, this is now... We're so far off my number one, it's crazy right now.
But who's your number one?
Lando, bro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shout out Lando. I mean,
Lando is hot and young, supple. Look at that. Look at that, bro. You don't think he can take a dip, bro? Look at that guy.
Crazy.
Look, he's hot.
Dude, I used to stream with Lando when he was like 16, so I can't... All right,
well,
like,
that's, you
I
shouldn't
can't.
Bring that up.
No, nah, I mean, it's public. We weren't doing nothing weird.
No, I'm saying yeah. that. After I say that, yeah, you can't yeah, say yeah. that.
I think Oliver's holding down Bearman. That's yeah. a great last name.
Oh, Oliver Bearman, yeah. He's on his way.
Shout out Daniel. He's just a class act right down the middle. He's like what like cologne should smell like. Who's that boy?
Valtteri, boy. Valtteri. He grew out his mullet for this season. Yeah. So you know what?
I like that's him. My guy.
We're going to put Valtteri number three.
Because
Valtteri looked like he could just jack anyone off quick. You know what I mean?
It's, like, it's the speed and the mullet.
He's always posting his ass on Instagram. It's
there you go.
Funny.
All right, so we're going number one, Hamilton. Number two, Leclerc. And number three...
We'll go Valtteri, yeah.
Valtteri.
And
okay,
then everyone
cool.
else can just fucking fight each other for four through yeah. 20. Yeah.
Cool. You know who else? Can we just do number four? Fernando?
Fernando Alonso?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has this, like... He's not old, but in the F1, he's old. But he has this, like, grizzled look, but I feel like he just knows what he's doing.
This is a terrible photo, yeah. Fernando's a handsome dude.
He's hot. Like, he knows what he's doing. He's been around the block.
Fernando.
Yeah, look at this. Been around the block, a.k.a. been around the cock. What's good? Look at this guy.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think he knows how to work an asshole?
Yeah, this is his Formula One's Hugh Jackman.
Yes, dude. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, sick. Great ranking. Thanks for writing that in. We have next one's not even really a question. It's just an anonymous confession. And they say, I beat my dick 17 times in one day. I haven't beat off in 3 years because of it.
Good.
That'll do it. That's like Vietnam.
Good. F1 for your cock.
Congrats, man.
That's Bed Bath.
The Master Gooner.
Right there. Master Gooner.
We heard it from the Master Gooner.
I mean, he's just hibernating, you know? It's just like he's getting his reps in so he can, you know, doesn't have to.
So you say he hasn't done it in 3 years?
3 years.
Yeah, he's carb loading for the big game.
That's what I'm saying. But that one back is going to be crazy. And then he's going to go for like 28.
He's going to knock a woman to the ceiling.
He's going to knock himself back.
You're right, dude.
He's going to have recoil on that puppy.
Yeah, dude. His balls are going to explode.
I'm excited for
Hold
him.
Hold on.
That guy is buoyant. He's probably floating a pool right now.
He's going to look like a fucking Looney Tunes shotgun, like just fucking bah, and split open.
Oh, yeah, you're right. His ball. Like, I wonder how long, because there's probably a period where his balls are hurting, and then I guess his balls get used to it.
I think...
he might be the most alpha man on this planet.
I think if you don't come, you just stop like making it for a bit.
You have wet dreams. I know that. Like your body makes you get rid of it.
Yeah, yeah. Your body capacity. Will purge.
But those wet dreams,
that's
dog.
So cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was your first wet dream before we got out of here? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was actually high school. I've been kind of late.
Oh wow.
Oh, in class or?
Huh?
In class?
Yeah, I wish. Oh my gosh. Then I'd never have to go to school again. It was just like I just woke up and there's jizz in my pants and I was like, oh, damn. It wasn't even like a cool dream. It happened.
It was just like about what, F1?
No, I was like just looking in darkness and then just fucking.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. Like I just
bro,
woke
that's
up.
That's who you are as a person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you said dead inside earlier and you didn't know what that meant, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's coming in a wet dream to nothing.
To nothingness.
This is why when I get up, you know, when I'm like, I don't know how your crowd's going to feel about this. That's what I feel when I do stand up because I just genuinely feel like what is funny to me. I see it on people's faces where they're like,
"Oh, this guy's doesn't actually think like that, honey." I swear,
this is a comedy club, so
he's not like that in person.
He doesn't actually believe that. There's no way.
He doesn't actually come in his pants.
There's a dude at the show. He did. I said something, and he went, "Oh." Like, it's just like,
I always, and I'm not even like an edgy comic in the slightest of regards or anything where I say that's crazy, but every once in a while I get somebody be like, whoa! And I'm like, that's what did it for you?
Yeah, yeah,
I get a lot of quiet, Jesus.
Yeah,
like, I get a lot of quiet though.
It's like a Jesus. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, you talk about
fucking my own mom.
Yeah. And that's a Jesus moment.
It's her favorite. I literally end my special with it.
Yeah.
So she's gonna love it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give my mom a separate mom cut.
Separate mom cut.
It's not gonna be in there.
Yeah. No, I'll send her the full one.
Please don't.
Yeah. With Noel doing the Drake video at the end.
and his foreskin just fucking in an envelope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Noah Miller. See him on tour. Dates at NoahMillerLive.com.
NoahMillerLive.com. Come see me, baby.
And go Sam, the funny guy. Go Sam.
Thanks, man. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
And TMG every
Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
TMG every Tuesday, man.
Fun.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, boys.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for coming by. This was fun as fuck.
Hell yeah.
That is it, guys.
Fuck Sophia. Not the dancer, but the robot.
Yeah. We did it. Guys, we're out. We love you. Bye.